There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Ticket Titbit.
Now, you may have noticed that our Shruthi is missing from the studio, but she is on the telephone line. Where are you?
Where are you, Shruthi?
Well, Mark, I am in Bangkok, actually. I have abandoned you and Steph, and I must say, it's the best decision I've ever taken so far. So I set off from Dubai last night, and I took the last metro heading to Dubai Airport, which was a first for me. I've never, ever done that. And can I just say, it was one of the best experiences ever. It took an hour, but I got there exactly 3 hours before I was supposed to check in, and it was just absolutely smooth, and it only cost me about 30 dirhams, which is amazing. And then after that, I checked in, and obviously I had 3 hours to spend, so I got myself one of these sleeping pods, and it's the first time I've done that as well, and it was absolutely amazing. And because of the credit card that I have, I could get free entry, so I got one of these pods, and I slept for 2 hours. I put my noise-canceling headphones on, and it's almost like a complete flat bed, like the ones you get in your first class or business class seats. And, you know, it's dark, and you can switch off the lights. It was absolutely amazing. I slept for 2 hours, woke up, got onto the flight, and then slept again. So I have no complaints whatsoever.
I'm glad that you managed to wake up from that pod, because my fear would be sleeping in and missing the flight.
Yeah, well, they have thought it through, though. They give you wake-up calls, so they take your boarding pass and they tell you that they'll wake you up 2 hours. You know, when the flight starts boarding, they're going to give you a wake-up call, and they give you a hot towel to sort of refresh yourself before you head off to your gate.
Thanks, Shruthi. We'll catch up with you a bit later on. I can just imagine them, like, you know, going up to the pod, a bit like an egg, and, you know, hitting it on the top. Hey, it's your flight. It's time to wake up.
Well, I just wonder, like, everyone has a bad day at work, don't they? Like, I've missed a few hotel wake-up calls because someone hasn't written it down properly. Or
yeah.
Can you imagine waking up, like, 9 hours later and going, excuse me?
Yeah.
I was meant to get my flight and no one woke me up.
I know. Well, there's a lot of these hotels now, they're automated wake-up calls. And I tried it in London this last time. You're supposed to ring up and then dial in the time that you want to be woken up.
Do another thing. Yeah.
And I never got the wake-up call.
Typical.
In fact, I hardly slept that night.
Ticket Titbit.
So you might have noticed, we certainly have noticed, that Shruthi is missing from the studio today. She's in Bangkok, she's working on a gig tripping for the ticket. She joins us on the telephone. Shruthi, first impressions.
Well, let me just start by saying, landing here, I've had a little heartbreak as such, because my bag is absolutely battered. I think it was thrown during transit. I'm not sure what happened, but it is smashed to pieces. And I must say, it's only the second time that I've used it. I only bought it 3 weeks ago. So I'm a bit heartbroken about that. But apparently it's being taken care of. And as long as nothing inside was damaged, I don't think it matters to me that much. But the hotel that I'm staying in, absolutely wonderful. It's behind what is known as the Embassy Street of Bangkok. And I'm right next to this place called the Central Embassy Mall, which has all the big brands that you can imagine. It's just a walk away. And it seems like this is the hub where I'm living, where I am right now, because everything is just a walkable distance. There's train services, absolutely amazing. The hotel is this, it has this Christmassy, wintry feel. Everything is dark wood, and, you know, they've got this massive tub that you can look inside, and it's absolutely amazing. I am extremely happy that I'm here, and I'm going to be enjoying the next 4 days here.
And what are you going to be doing over those next 4 days, Shruthi?
Well, we're starting with a dinner cruise tonight, which is quite interesting. It's on the famous river in Bangkok. And then tomorrow we're going to go look around, have some Michelin star restaurant lunches and dinners planned, I've heard. And we're also going to do some treasure hunt activities. I'm here with three other people, so it's going to be me and three other girls trying to do all of this in the next 4 days.
I love it. And do you know what? It's going to be Shruthi's birthday when she's over there. We'll catch up with her again tomorrow. Yeah, 25th.
Well, she'll have a Thai birthday cake.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.